Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 111, The Search for Chametz, Part 2. It has become the custom to hide 10 pieces of chametz throughout the house, and while we are searching for the existing chametz in our house, we also locate these 10 pieces. Now, while some halachic authorities say that the reason for this tradition is to ensure that when we make the blessing over the search for chametz, we indeed end up finding some actual chametz, and it is not a bracha, a blessing in vain, the Alter Rebbe concludes that this is not halachically mandated. Even if one were not to find any chametz, you still did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the searching, not necessarily the finding. That said, one should still adhere to this custom for mystical reasons. There's great significance to placing these 10 pieces throughout the house. It is important that these 10 pieces should be made of hard chametz that will not, God forbid, cause additional crumbs to be scattered in the vicinity, and they should also be wrapped in paper, but not something like foil, because that way when you burn it the next day, it will easily burn in the fire. Ideally, it is a beeswax candle that is used when we search for chametz. If we do not have beeswax, we can have another candle. If for whatever the reason one cannot use fire, perhaps there's the danger, a precaution of causing a fire, an electric flashlight can be used, and a bracha could still be recited when using the flashlight, but of course, it is best to use the candle. Another time the flashlight would come in handy is if one is searching their car as part of Bedikas Chametz, which should be done. A flashlight is useful over there. When one finds these 10 pieces of Chametz along with any other Chametz, it should be put into a small paper bag. Again, plastic bags, not a good idea. We're trying to burn the entire thing. Therefore, paper is the best option. As mentioned in the last class, the Chabad tradition is to carry out this search in great length, to take our time doing so. We do not talk needlessly throughout the search for chametz unless the speaking has something to do with the mitzvah that you are in the midst of doing, such as, did you see that last piece? Or what room did you already check? Any conversation like that is not considered an interruption, being that it is part and parcel of the activity that you are involved in. And as soon as the search is completed, it's at that point that we nullify the chametz. As mentioned yesterday, we search for the chametz that we know about and want to remove from our house. We nullify the chametz that we are unaware of. The Torah was not given to angels. It is possible that we do not find chametz, and for that reason, we can rely on the nullification of a chametz. And in general, in the weeks before Pesach, when we search our homes for chametz as best we can, it's important to know that we have to do our part, and afterwards we can let go. We don't have to become too crazy. We don't have to go overboard knowing that there is this nullification for chametz when we render all chametz that might still be in our house ownerless like the dust of the earth. It is incredibly important to understand the words you are saying when we nullify chametz. Saying a word in another language, the original is Aramaic, is fine if you understand that. That is the ideal way of doing so, but it is meaningless if you do not understand the words you're saying. This isn't a prayer, this is a declaration that you must understand, and as such, it can be done in any language. The chametz is nullified both during the night as well as the next day when we actually burn the chametz. The only difference is at night we nullify only the chametz that we do not know about. The next day we include in it any leftovers that we may have saved for breakfast, and the wording is any chametz that I know about as well as I do not know about should all be considered like dust of the earth. Hopefully we got rid of chametz through one of the three ways. Chametz that we know about and want to keep till after Pesach. We lock away that section is off limits and that is sold to a non-Jew before Pesach. The chametz that we know about and do not want, we remove. The chametz we do not know about, we nullify. But what happens if during the course of the holiday, we accidentally stumble upon additional chametz in our house? Even though we've already nullified the chametz, now that we've come in touch with it, we want to get rid of it. If this happens during the intermediate days of the holiday, we take it outside and we burn it on Pesach itself. If the chametz is found on the Yontiv or Shabbat days of the holiday, we cover it up as to not see it on that day, and then we end up burning it on the intermediate days of the holiday. If we find the chametz on the last part of the holiday, we again cover it and burn it even after Pesach is concluded. A concluding thought. Before Pesach, we search for even the smallest amount of chametz. Unlike normal prohibitions in the Torah, that 1 in 60 gets nullified when it comes to chametz on Pesach, even the smallest amount of chametz, a small Cheerio, that on Pesach were to fall inside of one soup, the entire soup would be rendered no good. It does not have that ruling of 1 in 60 being nullified, as do most non-kosher foods. This is why we go to great lengths to find every last crumb of chametz, and spiritually represents the idea that most of the arguments, most of the fights, most of the disagreements that happen between people, rarely do they stem from something big. More times than not, they begin with something small, something that might seem to be insignificant, but sadly when not treated right away, it can grow and become great dividers between people. And before the holiday of Pesach, we take special care to search our hearts for that ego, for that pride, for those things that get in the way of our relationships, both with others as well as with Hashem. However, just as it is only our house, our chametz that we search for before Pesach, we don't go about searching in other people's house. We have to worry only about the chametz that we own. Similarly, in our own lives, yes, we have to find our own flaws, our own ego, but there's no mitzvah of going and searching and finding out the chametz of other people. Unfortunately, some people are very good at seeing, at noticing the deficiencies, the flaws in others. That isn't what we do in others. We see the qualities, in others we see the good. It is in our own houses that we search for our spiritual chametz.